Of course he was running down the street naked. His skin could not bear any more of that Dacron and nylon clothing that was clogging his pores. I've always considered Mr. Becknell one of the martyrs of our age. The poor man was badly victimized. Now run along to the front door and see if my taxi has arrived.
Where are you getting money for a taxi?
I keep a few pennies stuffed in my mattress, Ignatius answered.
He had blackmailed another $10 out of the urchin, also forcing the waif to watch the wagon while he spent the afternoon at Lowe's State watching a film about drag racing teenagers. The gutter snipe was definitely a discovery, a gift sent by Fortuna to make amends for all of her bad spins.
Go peek through the shutters.
The door creaked open and Ignatius appeared in his pirate finery.
Ignatius!
I thought that you might react like that. Therefore, I have kept all of this paraphernalia stashed at Paradise Vendors Incorporated.
Angelo was right,
Mrs. Riley cried.
You've been out on the streets dressed up like a Mardi Gras all this time.
A scarf here, a cutlass there, one or two deft and tasteful suggestions, that's all.
The total effect is rather fetching.
You can't go out like that,
Mrs. Riley hollered.
Please, not another hysterical scene. You'll dislodge all of the thoughts which are developing in my mind in connection with the lecture.
Get back in that room, boy!
Mrs. Riley began beating Ignatius on the arms.
Get back in there, Ignatius! I ain't fooling this time, boy! You can't disgrace me like that!
Good heavens! Mother, stop that! I'll be in no condition for my speech.
What kind of speech you gonna make? Where are you going to, Ignatius? Tell me, boy!
Mrs. Riley slapped her son flatly in the face.
You ain't leaving this house, crazy.
Oh, my God! Are you going mad? Get away from me this instant. I hope that you've noticed that scimitar dangling from my uniform.
A slap struck Ignatius in the nose. Another landed on his right eye. He waddled down the hall, pushed the long shutters open, and ran out into the yard.
Come back in this house!
Mrs. Riley screamed from the front door.
You ain't going nowhere, Ignatius!
I dare you to come out in that shredded nightgown and get me!
Ignatius answered defiantly and stuck out his massive pink tongue.
Get back in here, Ignatius! Hey, knock it off, you two!
Miss Annie shouted from behind her front shutters.
My nerves are shot to hell! Take a look at Ignatius,
Mrs. Riley called to her.
Ain't that awful?
Ignatius was waving to his mother from the brick sidewalk, his earring catching the rays of the streetlight.
Ignatius, come in here like a good boy,
Mrs. Riley pleaded.
I already got me a headache from the goddamn postman's whistle,
Miss Annie threatened loudly.
I'm gonna ring up the cops in about 1 minute. Ignatius,
shouted Mrs. Riley, but it was too late. A taxi was cruising down the block. Ignatius flagged it down, just as his mother, forgetting the disgrace of the shredded nightgown, ran down to the curb. Ignatius slammed the rear door right in his mother's maroon hair and barked an address at the driver. He stabbed at his mother's hands with a cutlass and ordered the driver to move along immediately. The taxi sped off, churning up some pebbles in the gutter that stung Mrs. Riley's legs through the torn rayon gown. She watched the red taillights for a moment, then she ran back into the house to telephone Santa.